With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks was found to have violated its hiring rules in passing over Warden Sergeant Dave Lowen when he applied for three different promotions within the agency. The Board of Personnel Appeals ordered the agency to appoint Lowen to his preference among the three jobs. The Billings Gazette reports Lowen will be replacing Tom Flowers as chief of the Enforcement Division as of January 9th. The appeals board said FWP violated state and agency hiring provisions and the Veterans Employment Preference Act. FWP says it will work with Flowers to, quote, ensure that he remains employed within FWP enforcement in a meaningful capacity. Some Montana government agencies are volunteering to return a total of $5.5 million that had been budgeted to them this year. That's nearly $15 million short of what Republican legislative finance leaders had been seeking to help the state's bottom line as budget negotiations begin. Authorities are investigating the recent deaths of a man and woman on the Blackfeet Reservation. The Great Falls Tribune reports that Blackfeet Law Enforcement Services says the woman had been assaulted on Sunday night and officers arrived to find her dead. A federal judge has set a March 27 trial date for a Wyoming man charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of a couple on the Crow Indian Reservation. Jesus Denise Mendoza is charged with killing Jason and Tanya Shane and wounding their daughter in July 2015. If Congress and the Trump administration repeal the Affordable Care Act, more than 140,000 Montanans could potentially lose their health insurance coverage. That's according to a new report by the Montana Budget and Policy Center. The health care law that Republicans have vowed to repeal includes the major expansion of Medicaid that Montana signed on to last year. The Budget and Policy Center's Heather O'Loughlin says repealing Obamacare would end that.
In Montana, there are approximately 61,000 Montanans that have gained health care coverage through Medicaid expansion. That number is slated to continue to increase. We know that there is upwards of 70 or a little bit more than that eligible for Medicaid expansion.
O'Loughlin said another 52,000 Montanans who get Affordable Care Act subsidies to help them buy private health insurance would lose them if the law is repealed. The federal government says that 83% of Montanans who buy coverage through healthcare.gov get subsidies, and that most people who do can get a policy for less than $75 a month. Lawmakers in Helena are looking at two bills that deal with Indian language preservation and education. Cole Grant reports.
House Bill 37 seeks to add song to Montana's Indian Language Preservation Program, which protects indigenous spoken, written, and sign language. Democratic Representative Jonathan Windyboy of Boxelder says this preservation helps other programs, like the Indian Language Immersion Program.
If we don't do anything to assist the tribes with the language, we're going to be witnessing the extinction of Indian languages.
Students involved in the immersion program learn subjects like math, science, and social studies in indigenous languages for part of their day. Senate Bill 14 would expand that program, going from students spending 30% of their day their first year immersed in a language to half of their day by their third year. Both bills will be heard Friday afternoon.
A new report says 8,000 Native Americans in Montana would likely lose their health coverage if Congress and the Trump administration succeed in repealing the Affordable Care Act. The report by the Montana Budget and Policy Center says that's how many Indian people have enrolled in Medicaid since Montana expanded it last year as part of Obamacare. The center's Heather O'Loughlin.
There's also a lot of questions as to what the repeal of the Affordable Care Act really means for Indian health service.
Right now, it can mean significantly more revenue for tribal and IHS health facilities because they can bill Medicaid. That potentially goes away with an Obamacare repeal. There's been an uptick in the number of confirmed flu cases across Montana. According to the latest data, the state health department reports just under 300 new confirmed flu cases for the week of December 25th through the 31st. That compares to 99 influenza cases reported to the state 1 week earlier. Here's epidemiologist Stacy Anderson from the Department of Public Health and Human Services.
And so that's a seasonal total, meaning since October 1st, of 540. Now, keep in mind that this is what's being reported to us. So this means that someone had to go to the doctor and get tested.
Anderson says most of the reported flu cases are concentrated in Missoula, Cascade, and Lewis and Clark counties. Anderson says no flu-related deaths have been reported in Montana so far this season. She recommends frequent hand washing to help prevent illness and adds it's never too late to get a flu shot. If you do get sick, health officials say it's best to stay home to avoid infecting coworkers. Montana musician Rob Quist landed a significant endorsement in his bid to become the Democratic nominee to run for Congressman Ryan Zinke's seat. Zinke is expected to give up that seat later this year if the Senate confirms him to be President-elect Trump's Interior Secretary. A special election will be held, likely in spring. Today, former Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer posted on Facebook that Quist, quote, is a political outsider. Rob has told Montana's story through song for 30 years. He understands Montana. Who better than Rob Quist to stand for and up for Montana in Washington, D.C., unquote. Quist is the fourth Democrat to express interest in running for Montana's House seat. On the Republican side, Greg Gianforte, who lost his bid to unseat Governor Steve Bullock in November, says he still hasn't decided whether he'll seek his party's nomination. Today, the Bozeman entrepreneur said he continues to get many calls, texts, and emails from people encouraging him to run, a decision he is, quote, still thoughtfully considering. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.